Okay, let's get cracking today. We are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Arla. Today we're going to be learning Parak Beis Mishnah Zayin and Parak Beis Mishnah Ches. In the previous Mishnah, Parak Beis Mishnah Vav, the Mishnah referred to a situation of min b'she'eino mina. We have a mixture of two different types of foods that were mixed together, and we said that in some instances you're going to be mekel, you're going to be lenient, and in some instances you're going to be machmir, you're going to be strict with regards to bitl, with regards to nullification. And the question is, what exactly was the case being referred to in the previous Mishnah? Says the Mishnah lahakel lahachmir, when the Mishnah said that a mixture of chulin and trum is to be treated sometimes in a lenient way and sometimes in a strict way. So what is that? Well, what case was that referring to? Min b'she'eino mina, that was said with regard specifically to a case where you have truma of one kind of produce that was mixed with chulin of a different type of produce. Ketzad. So in what way is a mixture of truma and chulin of different kinds of produce, min b'she'eino mina, sometimes treated in a strict way and sometimes treated in a lenient way? Says the Mishnah, kigon gerisin shenis bashlu im adashim. For example, if you have split beans of truma that were cooked with chulin lentils, shof yesh bahem benosein tam, there is nesinas tam, meaning to say there are enough beans to give a flavor to the lentils, which are chulin. So now you have truma flavoring in the chulin lentils. So bein sheyesh bahem la'alos be'echun umeya, whether there's 100 times more chulin, uvein she'ein bahem la'alos be'echun umeya, whether there's not 100 times more chulin, regardless, usher, the mixture is forbidden to anyone who's not a kohen in a situation where there's clear nisinas tam, where it's clear that the taste of the beans are on the lentils, so you have the truma taste on the chulin. Therefore, it's completely also, we're strict, we're machmir in a case of min b'she'eino mina. Again, if it was a case of min b'mino, then it's very hard to know because they both taste the same. But here, where they're different, so there can be nesinas tam, there can be taste from one to the other, taste transfer. And if there is taste transfer, then the bittel doesn't matter. The whole point of bittel is because when there's bittel, we assume that there isn't nesinas tam, there isn't taste. But here, there clearly is taste. Therefore, bittel wouldn't work, and they would be completely usser. This is the case where we are more machmer. This is the case where we are more strict in a case of min b'she'eino mina. However, says the Mishnah, ein bahem b'nosein tam, says, if, however, the truma beans do not give flavor to the chulin lentils, bein sheyesh bahem lalos b'chun umeya, uvein she'ein bahem lalos b'chun umeya, whether there is 100 times more chulin than chuma, or there isn't 100 times more chulin than chuma, regardless, mutter, the mixture is completely permitted to non-konim. After all, the 101 ratio for nullifying the chuma only applies in a situation where the chulin and the chuma are the same kind. Otherwise, if it's all about nesinas tam, if you can taste the chuma, then at the end of the day, the margin, the 100 to 1 ratio is irrelevant. All that matters is if you can taste it or not, and therefore it would be prohibited. If you can taste the chumah, then even if there is not 100 times more chulin than chumah, then it's still permitted, it's still allowed to be eaten by non-kohanim, because again, it's all about nesinas tam, it's all about whether or not you can taste the chumah in the chulin. Continuing now with Perek Beis Mishnah Ches. The next two Mishnayos are going to discuss cases where dough was leavened by sourdough that was both permitted and usser, whether it's truma, whether it's challah, and so on and so forth. Says the Mishnah, Saor shel chulin shenafal l'soch isef, sourdough of chulin that was, again, regular sourdough, falls into chulin dough. V'yesh bo kidei lechametz, and there was enough of it to leaven the dough. So you have enough leavening in the dough itself that you made. V'achar kach nafal so'or shel chuma or so'or shel kilei hakerem. But what happened afterwards? Sourdough of chuma or of kilei hakerem fell into the mixture. V'yesh bo kidei lechametz, and there's also enough of that kilei hakerem or of that truma sourdough to leaven that dough on its own. So says the Mishnah, Asar, the dough is forbidden, although the permitted dough, sourdough, could have done the job on its own, like we said. At the end of the day, the prohibited sourdough contributed to and sped up the leavening process, and therefore it is prohibited, even though there was enough saor to leaven itself. At the end of the day, because more saor fell into speed up the process, that's enough to prohibit the entire mixture. Quick review, Perek Beis Mishnah Zion discussed the case of a min b'she'eino min. We have two different types of produce. In this case, where you have the split truma beans that were cooked with the lentil beans, and we said that when are we strict? We're strict when there's nesinas tam. If you can taste the truma beans on the yachulin lentils, then at the end of the day, there's nesinas tam, and it's completely usher. Whether there's 100 times more chulin or not, it's irrelevant because there's nesinas tam. It is completely and totally usher. When are we make it? When are we more leaned? When there's no nesinas tam. If there's no nesinas tam, you don't taste the lentils. You don't taste the beans on the lentils, then at the end of the day, it's perfectly permitted for non-konim to eat them, whether there's 100 times more chulin or not. Then Perak Beis, Mishnah Ches discussed the case. We had sourdough of chulin that fell into chulin dough. That was fine, and that had enough to leaven the dough itself. But then afterwards, sourdough of truma of keli hakerem fell into the mixture, and there was also enough of that to leaven the dough. So we said that even though the initial sourdough that went into the mixture was able to, or would have been able to leaven the dough on its own, because afterwards keli hakerem dough, sourdough, or truma sourdough that also had the potential and ability to leaven the dough also fell in. We're assuming that additional sourdough has the potential to speed up the leavening process, and therefore that's enough of an impact, that's enough of an effect that it's going to have on the mixture to prohibit the entire mixture. Have a great day.